This is Fresh Air. The great singer Billie Holiday was born in Philadelphia 100 years ago today. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has some thoughts on how Holiday's style evolved, her influences, and singers she influenced.
Billie Holiday in 1937. Quizzed about her influences, Holiday would say she always wanted Bessie Smith's big sound and Louis Armstrong's feeling after hearing them as a youngster. Billie could never match Smith's lung power. Holiday's volume level was more conversational. But she did catch Bessie's depth of feeling. Here's how Smith sounded in 1928 when Holiday was 13. Trumpet King Louis Armstrong was a great singer himself, and his influence on Holiday is more direct, the way he'd revamp a melody and swing the rhythm to personalize a tune.
Oh, Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind.
You can hear Armstrong's inspiration in Billie Holiday's way of editing a written melody, sometimes to accommodate her fairly narrow range, sometimes to sell the lyric Bessie Smith style. But like any great artist, Holiday brought more than what she inherited. Here she is at 22 with the original hit version of a recent Gershwin tune. Inspirations aside, Billie Holiday had her own style from the first. Her cool demeanor and way of teasing the beat endeared her to swinging cats like saxophonist Lester Young and his buddies in Count Basie's band. They often recorded with her. She and Young could really egg each other on.
Me, myself, and I are all in love with you. We all think you're wonderful, we do. Me, myself, and I have just one point of view. We're convinced there's no one else like you. It can't be.
Billie Holiday's fleet sound mirrored modern instrumental styles, pointing the way for much mid-century jazz and pop singing. Frank Sinatra once called her his single greatest influence. But by the 40s, when Sinatra hit, Holiday's girlishness was fading and a new world weariness crept in. Her new producers positioned her more as a pop singer, but that was mostly a matter of changing the settings. Now violins were in.
You're my thrill. You do something to me. You send chills right through me. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill.
Billie Holiday had a famously tough life. Her autobiography was called Lady Sings the Blues for more than musical reasons. She hooked up with bad men and got hooked on narcotics at a time when celebrity addicts made easy pickings for law enforcement. By the mid-1950s, her voice had weathered dramatically, turned to leather. Hard knocks had knocked the wind out of her.
I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
I used to think fans of Holiday's late period were ghoulish, relishing the pain in her voice. Now I better appreciate the musical challenge she faced, how to keep swinging when you've only got half a breath and three notes left. But even her final recordings had wide influence. One young singer, who emerged after she died, learned so much from her records about being expressive with a meager voice, he placed one of her last albums in the cover photo for one of his.
Now you're dancing, child, with his Chinese suit. He spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you.
Give Bob Dylan the last word. In 1968, he said, "A great poet like Wallace Stevens doesn't necessarily make a great singer, but a great singer always, like Billie Holiday, makes a great poet."
Lady sings the blues. I'm telling you, she's got 'em bad. But now she's never gonna sing them no more. 'Cause the blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart. When you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part, ain't gonna just sit around.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. Billie Holiday was born 100 years ago today. Tomorrow, we'll talk about a subject I'd rather not even think about, but you kind of have to nowadays. Bedbugs. We hate them. They love us. They're attracted to the carbon dioxide in our breath and the heat from our bodies, and when they find us and bite us,
they fill up more like if you're attaching a balloon to a spigot.
Ugh. We talk with Brooke Burrell, author of Infested, How the Bedbug Infiltrated Our Bedrooms and Took Over the World. That's tomorrow. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.